This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Blagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. The Panthers with a game coming up today, a 4 o'clock game coming up today against the Calgary Flames. So we hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena this afternoon, 4 o'clock start. We've got the pregame coverage at 3:30 across the radio network. A programming note, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we'll be over on AM 790 WAXY. But again, the Panthers and the Flames, two teams who've won six of their last seven games. Of course, the Panthers coming off that loss to the Philadelphia Flyers, a close one back on Thursday night, looking to start a new win streak here this afternoon. Calgary, on the other hand, interesting story. They're still in that playoff race over in the Western Conference, even though the Flames kind of went into selling mode ahead of yesterday's trade deadline. They moved off some key players, but they've managed to play some of their best hockey of the year over this recent stretch. So, big matchup today, big test for the Panthers as they get set to then go on the road for two games. A big test coming up on Tuesday night when the Panthers will be in Dallas to take on the Stars. And that's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time face-off. And then 7 o'clock, the third and final matchup of the regular season for the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, the rematch of last year's Eastern Conference Final. The last time those two teams played, it was a couple of weeks back. Carolina won 1-0 despite the Panthers putting 44 shots on net in that game. So big matchup coming up on Saturday. And then a week from today, the Panthers will be back home against the Tampa Bay Lightning at Amerant Bank Arena. It's always entertaining when you get a renewal of the Sunshine State Showdown. So again, lots of big-time matchups coming up. You don't want to miss any of it, whether you're tuned in across the radio network or if you are able to make it out to Amerant Bank Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And you can celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with $30 tickets. Get your specially priced tickets to select games the rest of the season. Go to FloridaPanthers.com and secure your seats today while supplies last. Well, we've got a big show for you here on Panthers Insider this morning. Again, Doug Plagans with you. Great to be back along with you here on a Saturday, getting you set for a big day of Panthers hockey. And well, coming up in our next segment, my friend and yours, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now and NHL.com, he's going to stop by and we'll talk about the trade deadline, which was yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the Panthers were active in the days leading up to the trade deadline. We'll talk about all that coming up here in just a couple of moments. We'll also recap the week that was. The Panthers, of course, had a six-game win streak going into Thursday's matchup with Philadelphia, but it was a desperate Philadelphia Flyers team that's trying to secure its playoff positioning, and they were able to come out with the 2-1 win over the Panthers at Amerant Bank Arena on Thursday night. So we'll get some reaction coming up from that as always. But since the last time we talked to you here on Panthers Insider, the Panthers have played four games. It was a busy week. And going back to a week ago today, the Panthers were in Detroit for a big nationally televised game, a big Atlantic Division matchup. And for the Panthers, it was the start of a three-game road trip. For the fans in Detroit, they're hungry for playoff hockey once again. The Red Wings have been in the playoffs since 2016. Detroit's trying to hold on to its spot. This was a big test. There was a lot of electricity at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit 1 week ago today. But the Panthers passed the test in a big way. Here are the highlights from the Panthers' 4-0 win 1 week ago in Detroit as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Scoreless, 11:18 to go in the middle frame. Straight on comes Montour on the money to Lundell. Right side, Rodriguez puts it toward the net. Kick save, rebound, they score! Brandon Montour! And the Panthers are on the board. 1-0, 11:10 to go here in the second. Barkov in the right wing corner. Up high, it's Montour. Montour, Barkov right side. Barkov to the far circle. He holds, takes a look around. Montour, one-timer in. That's just wide. Barkov in front, Reinhardt a shot. He scores a power play goal for Sam Reinhardt. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. Panthers able to hold it in the offensive end. Luostarinen fights off some Petrie pressure. And Luostarinen to Rodriguez. Shot, he scores a one-timer out of the right circle upstairs. And Evan Rodriguez stretches the Panthers' lead to 3-0. What a setup from Luosta Arena. Rodriguez was locked and loaded, ready to let that one rip. And from the top of the right circle, upstairs on the one-timer past Alex Lyon, it's 3-0 Panthers with 15:21 to go here in the third. Montour right side, Tkachuk into the circle. Up top again, it's Montour. Looks off to his left for Hagi. A shot, he scores! A power play goal! A wrister through traffic from Verhage. May have been tipped out in front. 6:58 to go in the third, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 4-0. A power play goal, and a lot of folks on their way to the exits here at Little Caesars Arena. Loose puck near side, Kane down behind the net. Missed the mark. Puck rims around. Far side, Lockwood there. And Will Lockwood out along the far boards. Grabs it. He'll launch it out to center, knocked out of the air by DeBrincat. And as he holds it around center, the horn sounds, and the Panthers have won four games in a row. They start this road trip with a 4-0 victory here in Detroit. Sergei Bobrovsky, a 21-save shutout, the 42nd shutout in his National Hockey League career. The Panthers are 4-0 winners here in Detroit this afternoon.
So that's how the road trip started. That was a fourth straight win for the Panthers 1 week ago over the Detroit Red Wings, another team that hopes to be a playoff-bound team. That would set up the middle game of the three-game and four-day road trip. The Panthers went to Madison Square Garden for Monday night's tilt with the New York Rangers. Second matchup of the season for the Panthers and the Broadway Blue Shirts. Another Stanley Cup contender. This was a matchup between two heavyweights, no doubt about it, back on Monday night. And again, it was the Panthers coming out on top. Here's how it sounded on the Panthers Radio Network.
10 minutes to play here in the second period. 1-0, it's the Rangers in front. Montour walks it along. Hands it off Barkov near side for Hagee. Barkov cruising in, bouncing puck. Stick handles out front across, and they score! Sam Reinhart! What a play! Barkov put it across the front of the net to Reinhart, and the Panthers have tied this game at one. A power play goal! Down to our right to play, it is Tkachuk. He's the first one on the scene. Pass out to center, Cousins, near side Forsling, and he'll dump one down to our left. Around it goes Barkov, over to the far corner. Barkov, short feed Reinhart. Barkov, back up front, Reinhart. She scores! Top shelf! And the Panthers take the lead! It's 2-1 with 7:04 to go here in the second. Again, it's Barkov to Reinhart, and Reinhart goes upstairs. Puck shoveled away by Miller up the near side. Edstrom back, hands it out to center ice. Brodzinski and Stenlin wrap up. Puck taken away at the line. Back come the Panthers on the counter. Up the left side, Lomberg, long shot, and he scores! Ryan Lomberg let it rip from out beyond the top of the left circle. It fooled Shesterkin, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead with 13:49 to play. Kreider, and he'll be tied up in the corner. Loose puck far side. Luost Arena, Ekman-Larsson got it to the line, not out. Fox held it in. Ekman-Larsson second try, got it out, and now a race for the puck down to a right. Lundell on it, a shot, and he scores on the empty net. Anton Lundell, the empty net goal. It's 4-2 Panthers with 58.2 seconds to go in regulation time. Glad the final seconds tick away, and the Panthers have come into Madison Square Garden and picked up a 4-2 win over the New York Rangers. The Panthers have now won five consecutive games, and they've won the first two games on this three-game road trip. The Panthers with a big win over the Rangers, and the Panthers stay atop the National Hockey League's overall standings.
So the Panthers picked up that win over the Rangers by a 4-2 final score at Madison Square Garden on Monday. A little bit of a tease. The Panthers were in the top spot in the NHL standings after that win back on Monday. That's where they woke up this morning as well. Still atop the National Hockey League standings despite that loss back on Thursday night. However, that win against the Rangers, that was a fifth straight for the Panthers. It was the middle game on that three-game road trip. The Panthers went into Newark on Tuesday. It was Prudential Center. The Panthers and the New Jersey Devils. It was an interesting one for a number of reasons. You wondered how things would look when the Panthers got on the ice against their opponent that night. The Devils made a coaching change the day prior, so it was the first game for interim head coach Travis Green as the bench boss for the Devils, so you figured the Devils might come out with some extra motivation. Their playoff hopes starting to get, it's starting to get a little bit difficult for them, to say the least. So you figure there's going to be some desperation, some urgency from the New Jersey Devils in that one, but the Panthers were able to weather some storms and came out with yet another win, a sixth straight. This was the action Tuesday night in Newark.
Jack Hughes here on the near side. Pass intercepted. Gus Forsling on for Nick Cousins. Panthers back in. Cousins pocket picked by Hughes. And he's blasted by Sam Bennett here along the near side. Back in go the Panthers. Cousins into the far circle. Backhand try. He scores. Upstairs on the backhand. Nick Cousins gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead here in the early stages tonight. Bennett out to the right point. Ekblad. Ekblad back for Bennett. Has some space. Top of the right circle. Looks off to Tkachuk. Tkachuk right circle in front of Rodriguez. Shot. He scores. Evan Rodriguez, a one-timer upstairs. A power play goal. And the Panthers stretch their lead to 2-0. Kulikov taking a long look ahead. On the money. Great feed to Luostarina Arena in front of the net. A shot. He scores. At to Luostarina Arena. Gives the Panthers the lead once again. 3-2. The score with 7:23 left in the second. And what a pass up the ice to get that one going. Etu Luostarinen breaks the 2-2 tie, and the Panthers are in front again. Faceoff near circle down to our left in the Devil's zone. Panthers up 3-2. Off the faceoff win, Tkachuk has it. Forsling a shot. It's tipped. They score. And the Panthers take a 4-2 lead. Forsling got the shot to the net. It was tipped out in front. And it looks like Nick Cousins may have gotten a piece of this one. The Panthers are up a pair once again. Reinhardt looking back out front. He's got it side of the goal. Takes a couple of whacks at it. Loose out at the blue paint. Out the line. Ekblad a drive toward the empty net. It's batted at. They score. Sam Reinhardt, the empty net goal. He found that loose puck in front. He jams it home. It's 5-3 Panthers with 7.4 seconds to go here in the third period. Stenlin the faceoff win. Forsling picks it up. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers win here in New Jersey by a 5-3 final score. The Panthers have won six in a row.
Check your text.
And the Panthers sweep all three games on this three-game and four-day road trip.
So the Panthers got the win over the Devils there back on Tuesday. That was the end of the road trip for the Panthers. Three games in four nights. Panthers won all three of them. So the Panthers went home to take on the Flyers on Thursday night. But before the game against the Flyers on Thursday evening, there were some newsworthy events that took place. First off, it was Wednesday. The Panthers acquired Vladimir Tarasenko from the Ottawa Senators. So the newest Panther spoke to the media after the morning skate on Thursday, prior to the Panthers game against Philadelphia, which would end up being his debut for the team. Played over 15 minutes in that one, but Vladimir Tarasenko comes in with 287 goals in his NHL career, a Stanley Cup winner back in 2019 with St. Louis, just a known sniper over the course of his NHL career, and a guy the Panthers are certainly excited to have, a proven winner. Here's what Vladimir Tarasenko had to say when he spoke to the media back on Thursday morning about being a Panther.
Yeah, it's exciting. Have a chance to compete for another cup, and know a few guys here, so it's been a good morning. Yeah, it's nice to be together with the family again. We're very excited. My kids and wife are excited, and it means a lot, obviously, especially when you play hockey and spend a lot of time away from home. So I'm happy. I feel like this team played with emotion, and it's a hard-working team who have a lot of skill, and it's usually the hard games to play against. And I'm very excited to join this side now, and we'll do everything to help the team. Yeah, I feel like this chance have a chance to win a Stanley Cup, and my family was here too. We looked at the options, and we decided this will be the best possibility for us.
So the Panthers acquired Vladimir Tarasenko on Wednesday. There he was talking to the media on Thursday. And when I spoke to Paul Maurice before Thursday's game, I asked him what it meant to add a guy to the mix. And when I talked to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, I asked him about a guy that he had seen play a lot when Paul Maurice was coaching in the Central Division for the Winnipeg Jets, and they played St. Louis an awful lot during that time. Here's what he had to say about having seen Vladimir play a lot of games over the years.
Bad memories for me, good memories for Vlad and St. Louis. We played him in the first round the year they won the Stanley Cup, and he was just dynamic in that series. He's a very, very bright hockey player, so he can put it on the tape, he can shoot the puck, he can make plays. But he understands the positioning of the game very, very well. He's also versatile. He can play both sides, up and down the lineup. And he's at a point in his career where he plays and his goals, they change as you get a little bit older. He wants to play at home. He considers this area home, and he wants to win. And we got a good team. So you could just see, Doug, like on the ice in the morning, right, there's a buzz. The players, we brought a good, top nine forward into our team, and everybody was excited.
And now I was going to ask about that exactly, the excitement, the buzz it can bring. This is a team that's already feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
But when a guy like that shows up, it just takes everything to a new height.
Yeah, I think you're looking for an energy boost. That's what it supplies this time. It's going to be important. We're going to come into a really heavy schedule. Our heaviest schedule actually is in a 2.5-week blocks. It's coming up at the end of this month, and we're going to need four lines consistently every night. It moves, you know, Nick Cousins played a great game four, scored two goals, and now he's going to play with Stenlin and Lombard, but that's a good line. Really like the way Rodriguez and Lundell and Lucarino have played. So now each line looks like it has its own identity. They all look a little bit different, and they're all confident.
So Paul Maurice there talking about Vladimir Tarasenko entering the fold. And, well, I had a chance to talk to Nico Mikula, Panthers defenseman as well. He was a teammate of Tarasenko's in St. Louis. And then Vladimir Tarasenko, Nico Mikula were traded together to the New York Rangers last season. So now here with the Panthers, this is the third time they've been teammates. And Nico told Jameson Olive and I on an episode of Territory Talk back in December, specifically named Vladimir Tarasenko as a guy who made a really big impact on him early in his career, right after he was called up to the St. Louis Blues. Here's Nico Mikula on being a teammate of Vladimir Tarasenko's yet again.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, actually. Like, we were talking last year when we got traded at the same time on the same team, so it's kind of, like, funny to be at the same team again, but, like, yeah, it's awesome to have him here. Yeah, he's a good guy, great guy, funny guy, and he can shoot the puck. good player. I think he's one of the guy we needed to have, and he can bring that, like, goal scorer, like, what we need sometimes on a 5-on-5 or a power play. So it's good to have him here.
Well, that was after the morning skate on Thursday, Nico Mikula speaking to the media. And it was also announced after the morning skate on Thursday that a couple of Panthers got contract extensions. Gus Forsling for 8 years, Jonah Gajewicz for 2 years. Great to see both of them get those well-deserved contract extensions, and great to know that they'll both be in the fold for years to come now. But in mentioning Gus Forsling, a guy the Panthers got off waivers a few years back and has now turned into one of the top defensemen in the National Hockey League, here was Gus Forsling after Thursday night's game against the Flyers, just on what it meant to get that contract extension from the Panthers and what it means to now know he's going to be a Panther for a long time to come.
It's hard to put into words how grateful I am just for everything this organization has done for me, and just remember getting the call from when I got picked up off waivers. Really wanted to take that opportunity, and just grateful. I love it here. My family loves it here. We just had a kid too, so you know, we're very grateful.
So Gus Forsling right there talking about what it means to get that contract extension from the Panthers. And I know Panthers fans excited to know that, again, one of the top defensemen in the National Hockey League is going to be a Panther for a long time to come, and a huge part of what this team is going to be doing for a number of years into the future. So big congratulations to both Gus Forsling and Jonah Gajewicz on those contract extensions. Here's Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, on what Forsling means to the team when he spoke to the media after the Panthers' loss on Thursday night to Philadelphia.
I think just leadership more than anything else. When you're trying to find people that you want to model your franchise after, he wins the fitness award every year, pushes himself hard. He'll be the guy in the ice bath tomorrow. He'll be the guy doing all the right things to prepare for the next game. He's wonderful with his teammates and a very, very high performer. And he will play at that level for all of those 8 years. He's just, you know, he's physically driven to be great. So an important piece for sure.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about what Gus Forsling means to the team. The Panthers did fall 2-1, though, to a desperate Flyers team on Thursday night. It halted the Panthers' six-game win streak. Getting back to the game action, here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on what he took away from the Panthers' loss to Philadelphia back on Thursday.
What I thought we our mindset was originally right. I think we did a pretty good job grinding it through. It was that kind of game. There wasn't going to be, we knew going in, there wouldn't be a whole lot easy for us and didn't look like we had a lot in the tank. And they played hard, and I think we kind of matched that. It was even. We would like to be better than even at home. They got a break at the end that we hadn't earlier, so get some rest and come back for the next one.
Yeah, it was a play in the final minute off a rebound that Philadelphia was able to cash in on, get the eventual game winner in that one, taking it by a 2-1 final score. A tight one, though, and Sergei Bobrovsky kept that streak intact, 12 straight starts allowing two or fewer goals for the Panthers. So the Panthers just falling short in a close one against Philadelphia, but it was the team debut for Vladimir Tarasenko, played 15 minutes, 9 seconds, had some good scoring chances. One last bite from Paul Maurice here. Here's what he saw from Tarasenko in his debut for the team.
I like the small things that he did that are non-skill related. The skill's there. We're not worried about any of that, but he blocked some shots and picked up the reads very, very quickly with a whole bunch of new systems. I thought he made some good small area plays. There wasn't a lot of offense to be had for either team, but they had a big chunk of it there. Anything that we had going in the first was there, so it was a good starting point.
So he liked what he saw there from Vladimir Tarasenko in his debut for the team back on Thursday. And, of course, yesterday was the NHL's trade deadline. There was a lot of moving and shuffling around the league. If you want more of an in-depth reaction to the trade deadline, the episode of the Territory Talk podcast, the Panthers official podcast presented by Baptist Health, Jameson Olive and I went through a lot of the moves a little bit more in depth yesterday, and that episode dropped, so you can check that out wherever you get your podcast. But the Panthers brought in Vladimir Tarasenko prior to the deadline. Yesterday, prior to the deadline, Kyle Okposo, veteran forward, captain of the Buffalo Sabres. He's now a Panther. Also, the Panthers got defenseman Tobias Bjornfoot off waivers. They added goaltender Magnus Hellberg to the organizational depth as well. So the Panthers were active. And I think across the whole league, you saw a lot of teams looking for fits, looking for ways to supplement their roster. And a lot of the heavyweights across the league, a lot of the contenders were busy. Here's Panthers general manager Bill Zito when he spoke to the media yesterday on what the team was looking to accomplish leading up to the 3 p.m. deadline.
What we wanted to do was supplement and add to the top six, top nine, and I think Vladdy does that, and that's a pretty easy one, right? He has a lot of flexibility and utility with who he can play with and how. He has some versatility to his game. He can score. He's got hockey sense. He'll go and dig pucks. He's just a high-end all-around hockey player, and he's very smart. So he can plug in with, we have pretty smart lines, and that works real well for us. With Kyle, we added depth. We added flexibility in our depth as well, so that he can move around the lineup and bump in and out. And we added leadership, guidance, experience, and similarly, it's great. So we're really pleased. Tobias Bjornfoot is 22 years old, and he was a recent first round pick. He's already played almost a full season in the league. He played 70 games in LA a couple of years ago, and we looked at it as a prospect with some pretty significant upside, and somebody to come in and we'll work with him and make him a part of things and see where it goes. But we're pretty excited about that as well.
So Panthers general manager Bill Zito talking about the moves that were made leading up to the NHL's trade deadline and how the Panthers were able to supplement their roster, what it all meant, what they were looking to accomplish there. So the Panthers were busy and a lot of excitement around the team with not only the record where they are in the standings, but of course what they were able to do over the course of the last week. So now the Panthers and the Calgary Flames will meet today. It's going to be a 4 o'clock face-off, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. The Panthers will go on the road for two straight coming up Tuesday at 8 Eastern against Dallas and then Thursday 7 Eastern against Carolina. And then a week from today, the Panthers back home against the Tampa Bay Lightning for a 6 o'clock face-off. And folks, that's the Panthers Patty Fest game. Celebrate Panthers Patty Fest presented by Jameson pregame Saturday, March 16th. That's a week from today before the Cats battle it out with Tampa Bay. Purchase your limited ticket package today. Enjoy light bites, Jameson cocktail samples, and a commemorative coin or pin. Get your Patty Fest tickets now at floridapanthers.com. Still lots more to go here on Panthers Insider. Coming up next segment, George Richards from Florida Hockey Now is kind enough to take out some time for us. So we will hear from George coming up on the other side of the break. We'll talk trade deadline. We'll talk all things Panthers. That's coming up straight ahead. George Richards from NHL.com and Florida Hockey Now. Doug Plagans here. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here we welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. The Panthers getting set to take on the Calgary Flames. A 4 o'clock start today. Panthers and the Flames. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 3:30 p.m., so you don't want to miss any of the action across the Panthers radio network. Looking forward to having you on board for that one as the Panthers look to rebound from a loss against Philadelphia the other night. Back end of a two-game homestand before the Panthers go on the road for a couple of big tests this week. Tuesday night, the Panthers will be in Dallas, 8 o'clock Eastern time start for that one. And then a big matchup against the Carolina Hurricanes coming up on Thursday night in Raleigh before the Panthers come back home to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning a week from this evening at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss any of the action. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your Panthers tickets. Looking forward to seeing you out at Amerant Bank Arena very soon. It's the Panthers and the Flames today, but lots to get to. And joining us now, my friend and yours from Florida Hockey Now, from NHL.com, George Richards, kind enough to stop by here this morning. George, thanks as always for stopping by. And, well, the trade deadline was yesterday. The Panthers find themselves up at the top of the National Hockey League standing. So no shortage of material for us here this morning. First things first, just want to get your impression of the movement that was made as far as the Panthers were concerned over the last couple of days. Vladimir Tarasenko comes in. Kyle Laposo comes in. Tobias Bjornfoot, a defenseman, was acquired as well. So the Panthers were able to pick up some guys that are quality guys to have around for this upcoming playoff run.
Well, first off, good morning, Doug. When you get a couple key forwards, the Florida Panthers in Vladimir Tarasenko and Kyle Laposo, and you don't give up any, roster player, you just improved your team is all you did. And you've got guys that want to win, guys who have won in the past. It's been a while for Laposo. He hasn't been to the postseason since 2016. He was on that Islander team that knocked out Roberto Luongo and the Panthers. That was the last year he was in the playoffs. So you know this guy is hungry to get back in. He spent the last 8 seasons in Buffalo. He's ready to win and win with the Panthers. And this team just looks fantastic on paper and on the ice. Yes, they're coming off a 2-1 loss to Philadelphia, but a lot happened in that game. That's not the Florida Panthers. That, they'll be fine. This is a good team, and they helped themselves this week.
Panthers and the Calgary Flames coming up today, 4 o'clock, by the way. As George mentioned, Panthers coming off a loss to the Philadelphia Flyers back on Thursday, so looking to start a new streak here potentially today. But, George, that was my message. Bill Lindsay and I talked about it during the postgame show back on Thursday. I know the Panthers were upended in that last one. 2-1 against a Philadelphia team that was desperate, that was urgent. They're trying to maintain their spot in the playoff race, but prior to that one, the Panthers had won 6 consecutive games. They'd gotten themselves up to the top overall seed, the National Hockey League. Their record since January 1st is out of this world. Sergei Bobrovsky still has that streak intact of games allowing 2 goals or fewer. Big picture-wise, you mentioned that's one the Panthers will like to rebound from, but big picture-wise, that was just a little bump in the road. Overall, this team has everything to be excited about right now.
Everything to be excited about. Like you said, they had won 16 of 18. Now that's 16 of 19. Every team in the league would like to have that kind of a record. So, listen, they had played, Thursday night against Philadelphia was their 4th game in 6 nights. It looked like it. It looked like the ice was made out of mud. And you had a Philadelphia team not only motivated to stay in the playoff race, but to prove something, because Philadelphia at the deadline were selling off pieces. Here's a team that's in 3rd place in the Metro, and they're selling because this is a team that's probably ahead of schedule, and their management knows it. But those guys have pride, and they played as hard as any hockey team we've seen this season. So good for the Philadelphia Flyers. You got to tip your hat, give them credit. Florida just didn't have it. They didn't have everything clicking. They lose in the final seconds. It ain't the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination. This team now with, how many games they got left? 18, 19?
18.
18 games remaining starting this afternoon against Calgary. Fine-tuning. You want to be the number one seed. Listen, the Panthers want to win this top seed. They do not. They want to be the number one team in the East going into the playoffs for scheduling reasons, whatever. They've got plenty of time to figure out what works, to fine-tune some things. I don't think this team is going to rest on its laurels and just cruise into the playoffs. That's not how they're built, Doug. You know that. This team's going to keep the hammer down all the way through, so they'll be ready for the playoffs. This team has seen enough. Other teams, themselves, they're not going to sit back. They're going to keep going, and I think it's going to be an exciting final 18 here for the Panthers, even though they're only playing for seeding.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com, here with us. And we'll talk about what's maybe caught your attention league-wide as far as the trade deadline's concerned in just a moment. But another one of the big bits of news over the week wasn't a trade. You had the contract extensions announced for both Gus Forsling and Jonah Gajewicz, two guys who've been around here different periods of time. But, George, when those got announced, big news for a number of different reasons. And two guys that you root for, too, to see both those guys get rewarded for some good hard work over the years, and now they get rewarded with those contract extensions. What was your reaction when you heard that? And at the same time, were you thinking like I was that you just feel good for those two guys?
You absolutely do. I mean, let's start with Forsling, okay? Bill Zito comes into the room on Thursday and talks about, you know, Vladimir Tarasenko, and at the end he's like, okay, I got something else to announce. And he was emotional about it. And we're like, you really, you know, he's like, because I know he knows how far that Gus Forsling has come. The guy was on waivers, for goodness sake, during a COVID year. That's how Florida gets him. The guy packs up his car, drives 12 straight hours from Raleigh, North Carolina, so he can be at practice the next day. And within weeks, he's on your top pairing with Aaron Ekblad. The guy has worked his way, willed his way into one of the top defensive defensemen in the NHL, and now he is set for life. He said as much the other night, Thursday night, when we spoke with him. He's like, he knows it. This was a life-changing contract. It's an eight-year lifetime deal, basically, at his age with the Florida Panthers, the team that believed in him and the team that he's helped, you know, build into what they are. So this is just a great move for both sides, deserving on both sides. And for Jonah Gadgevich, the guy, he just wants to be with these guys. He just wants to be part of this team. We don't know what his playing status is going to be, especially after these two additions. He's cool with it. He wants to be here. He wants to help this team win anytime he can. When he does get in the lineup, same with Steven Lorenz. Same with Will Lockwood. When he gets in here, you know you're going to get 100% out of these guys. And the Panthers demand it, and they demand that of themselves.
George Richards here with us, Florida Hockey Now. George, a lot of activity across the rest of the league. And, I mean, the heavyweights in the East and the West, both were making moves. Both were loading up. Anything on the Eastern Conference side, we'll start there, that really caught your attention? Obviously, Carolina, they went out and added some offense. Maybe that was something that a lot of folks have been critical of them for, is that they didn't have that little bit of extra scoring punch. Well, they maybe went out and got one of the most coveted guys in the market, and then they came up with Evgeny Kuznetsov, too, who they're hoping they can kind of reboot.
Yeah, the Kuznetsov move surprised a lot of people around the NHL that Carolina would take a risk on him, but then you think about it and you're like, my goodness, that's a lot of upside for the Hurricanes. If they can get that guy right, that's as good a move as you're going to see, especially I think they gave up a third round pick to do it. Washington, you know, hey, that had ended. Now it's time for a fresh start for Kuznetsov, and Carolina really helped themselves at this deadline. And that's not something we've always said about the Hurricanes. They've been very cautious when it's come to dead deadline deals and free agency signings the past couple of years, but they've built themselves an extremely solid team You saw how hard they went against the Panthers. I know everybody jokes about Brind'Amour. Well, we didn't get swept. What he meant was all four of those games went to the, you know, to the final second. They just happened to lose four of them. I mean, they were, it very well could have been a four-game sweep for Carolina. It was that close of a series. So that team's good. Carolina's good, and they just got better.
George Richards here with us. Anything on the Western Conference side? Obviously, Vegas, again, every year, it feels like the Vegas Golden Knights are the team making one of the biggest splashes, if not the biggest splash. Seems like they did that again, but you had Winnipeg making a savvy move. Vancouver maybe made their big move, getting out ahead of things maybe a couple of weeks back with Lindholm. The Oilers bringing in Adam Henrique and shuffling things up a little bit there. Anything that stood out for you on the Western side? It's hard for anybody to upstage Vegas and what they did.
I found it so interesting to just see those Western teams slugging it out and driving the price up for each other. And yeah, Vegas made some great moves. I just was like, they still have first round picks and they never use them, but they're definitely maximizing the salary cap to its fullest, which is, hey, part of the rules. That's fine with me. But they were able to add some players with some of their other guys on LTIR. Winnipeg, I like the moves that they made. Calgary, has been down a little bit the last couple of years. They're ready to jump back up and get into the spotlight. It's going to be very competitive in the West this year. I think last year, Nashville made a nice move the other day. You looked at last year's playoffs, and Vegas really only had one tough series, right? And now you've got Colorado really helped themselves. The West looks really, really good. It looks like 1 through 6 are going to be as tough an out as you're going to get. And maybe 7 and 8 are pretty good as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a gauntlet for whoever comes out of that Western Conference. George, you've covered the Panthers for a long time, and you've also just been in South Florida for a long time. And I've said to a lot of people, you should just, right now with this Panthers group, enjoy what you're seeing out of this team, because it's an exciting team. The lineup, the roster is extremely well-constructed, well-coached team. They find themselves up near the top of the standings and have for most of the second half of the season so far. George, for what's excited you the most, and how do you rank the buzz? How do you rate the buzz that you're seeing around this group right now? Because it seems like we're in really the golden age of Panthers history right now.
Yeah, come on, this is the best team the Panthers have ever had. They've continued to build on their success. You saw it 2 years ago when they won the President's Trophy. They weren't satisfied with how that season ended and kind of made some changes. Last year, they go all the way to the Stanley Cup Final, not satisfied because they didn't win the Stanley Cup. They continued to make changes. This team continues to evolve, but the core pieces are here. The core values are here. And this is an extremely talented team. It's an extremely motivated team. And folks, enjoy it. I mean, the old line is, you never know the good old days when you're in them, right? These are the days 15 years from now, kids are going to be like, you remember that Panther team we went and saw? Man, that was so awesome. You hear old time, people talk about the 72 Dolphins like that. They didn't know. They didn't know in 1972 that they were witnessing the greatest teams and that would ever be for that franchise, but they were. And that's what you're seeing here with the Panthers. This is unbelievable. How far this organization's come.
Really going to be exciting to see. Last thing here, George, for the last 18 games, what's the biggest thing that you look for out of this team? They're going to have some tough tests. You got Boston a couple of times. You got Tampa coming up on the schedule. Carolina coming up. Dallas coming up this week. There are going to be some big games, whether it be contenders or whether it be teams trying to get back into the playoff mix. Going to be some big tests. What do you look for the last 18 as the Panthers gear up for game number 83? Is it going to be a lot of just watching maybe how some of these new pieces fit in and transition into the Panthers lineup?
Well, just, talking to Paul Maurice, he talked about this going into the Detroit game last Saturday. The entire month of March are playoff teams or teams that are on the doorstep, knocking, trying to get in. And I'll tell you what, that's pretty good for a team like the Panthers. It'll keep your attention, right? You're gonna stay in the moment because you've got a team like that's right there in the playoff hunt. You've got Tampa Bay coming up. You've got, you know, obviously today's game against Calgary. We all know the backstories there. So there's games to be interested in, and this team knows that they've got work to do, and it is a tough week. Listen, like we said, the Thursday night was their fourth game in 6 days. You know, so this is 5-7. That's a lot of hockey games. They've played 5 games since Detroit. You know, good for them. It's good for them. And you know, at least with this schedule, you're not 4 points out with 2 games in hand, that kind of thing. They're safely in the playoffs. Now it's just time to get better.
George Richards, where can the folks out there find you if they'd like to see what you and the Florida Hockey Now team are up to and your stuff at NHL.com? Where can everybody find your stuff?
Come on over to FloridaHockeyNow.com. Check us out on the YouTube channel, the Florida Hockey Now YouTube channel. Follow me on Twitter, at George Richards. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, right? I mean, you got anything else that I should be on?
Follow him on Twitter, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. You guys got stuff going on all the time.
There's always stuff going on, yeah. I mean, we try to be we are the number one source for Panther news. So come visit us. Come check us out at FloridaHockeyNow.com.
There you have it. He's George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, NHL.com. Kind enough to stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers and the Flames today at 4 o'clock, 3:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview, so you don't want to miss any of it. Folks, we've got more of the Panthers Insider Show. A look around. A busy Saturday in the NHL coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. Just about to wrap here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers and the Calgary Flames coming your way today, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We'd love to see you out there at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise for all the action today. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. At the moment, the Panthers remain in the top spot in the National Hockey League's overall standings, and well, with a win today, they could keep that top spot. So we'll see how things play out this afternoon. That's going to be it for this edition of Panthers Insider. Big thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great production work. As always, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us, and we will talk to you coming up at 3:30 with Panthers Preview. Drop of the puck at 4 in Sunrise, Panthers and the Flames. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back. Just about to wrap here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Panthers and the Calgary Flames coming your way today, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We'd love to see you out there at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise for all the action today. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. At the moment, the Panthers remain in the top spot in the National Hockey League's overall standings, and well, with a win today, they could keep that top spot. So we'll see how things play out this afternoon. That's going to be it for this edition of Panthers Insider. Big thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great production work. As always, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us, and we will talk to you coming up at 3:30 with Panthers Preview. Drop of the puck at 4 in Sunrise, Panthers and the Flames. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.